Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
I want to get into this message for today. I'm excited about it. I feel like I'm always excited about the message. So sometimes I have to calm down because I'm like, y'all don't know what I'm going to share unless you peeking into the notes that the Holy Spirit has given me. But I get excited and I have to calm down. I'm like, y'all are just now joining me on whatever it is I'm about to share. So, woosah, I'm calmed down for a moment. And then I'll probably get pumped up again. So we're kind of sort of moving into a new series. And if you didn't know, today is considered across the church Pentecost Sunday. How many people knew that? That's wonderful. That's great. A few people were like, yeah, I knew that. But nobody else raised their hand, so I'm not going to say I knew it. And so it's Pentecost Sunday. Now, Purpose Church, we're not one of those churches where every time it's something, I'm just going to call it a holy holiday, that we try to attach ourselves to that and then go along with the theme of it. But this is one where I felt God saying, yep, need for you to talk about the day of Pentecost a little bit. So for today and next Sunday, we're going to talk about in the book of Acts, and then we'll get back to Luke in the month of June. But we're going to talk about this whole area of Pentecost. But in order for us to get to Acts 2, where Pentecost happens, and you might be like, what are you talking about, man? What is this P word he's saying? But we got to talk about Acts chapter 1. I often encourage people, don't just read scripture in isolation. So like your favorite scripture, your favorite verse, right? And you read that by itself. Read what's around it. What led into that scripture? What's after it as well? There's a lot more that the Lord may want to share. And so before we talk about Acts 2, we'll talk about Acts 2 next week. We're going to talk about Acts chapter 1. But it's good to look at the scripture from what we call a historical perspective. Like, what happened back then? What was going on? But it's also good to look at it, I'll just say, from this perspective, from a prophetic perspective. What is God speaking to the church today? So based upon the scripture that we're reading of things that happened over 2,000 years ago, what is the Holy Spirit speaking to us as his believers today? And that's what we're going to try to bring together. So what I'm going to ask today is open up whatever it is you need to open up, right? Open up your capacity and don't get stuck back in Jerusalem. Learn what was going on in the upper room and what Jesus was saying, but keep your, I'm going to just say it this way, keep your prophetic ear open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you today. Amen? Y'all with me on that? All right. That's a little quiet. Hey, it's the rainy weather, isn't it? All right. Don't worry. This word will wake you up if you're sleeping. They're probably like, where are we going with this? Amen. So we're going to try to make it through all of it. But what I'm asking is open, if you're not already open, open your capacity to hear what it is that was happening then, and what is God saying to you today. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. It's almost like if nobody says amen, I'm going to keep saying amen. I already say like 20 amens, so that means that it's going to be like 40 amens. One accord. All right, so if you've studied the upper room experience, the day of Pentecost and all of that, and you read the scripture, and it talks about how they were on one accord. A lot of times, what we immediately go to is that all of the people were of the same mindset, right? So, you know, it's almost like, do you agree with me? And it's like, yep, I agree with you. Do you agree with me? Yeah. And with that, we are on one accord. I want to challenge us in this area of who were they on one accord, or who were they in agreement with. And so being on one accord or being in agreement is not just about being on one accord with each other, but more so with God. Amen? We can fight so much to be in agreement with other people that we minimize our passion to be in agreement with God. And that's more important than anything else in our life. And we'll create environments and communities and churches and denominations just so that we are in agreement with one another and almost leave God outside the room. We'll have board meetings and, hey, well, we're not doing that any longer. Do you agree with me? Yeah. Okay, we're going to start our own thing. And we have not even considered what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so it is more important in our walk with God to be in agreement with God than we are in agreement with anyone else in our life. Y'all with me there? And so that's where we're going today. He's challenging us. What is God saying? Do we believe it? And are we adhering or obeying it? And so I'm telling you, the Lord is really digging into this area. And I hope that we are beginning to sense God more in our life. We, as believers of Jesus Christ, have to be able to sense God in our life. I cannot go around making decisions based upon the astronomy or whatever, reading horoscopes. And if you read horoscopes in here, can I just say this? Stop. But it's so accurate. Stop. I don't know how else to say it. Stop it. Stop. Because if not careful, and I used to do it when I was younger, right? I'm not even going to ask y'all because that may cause people to disclose that they are really into this horoscope thing. But for me, my birthday is April 9th, so Aries, right? So I was getting ready to read the Daily Times and everything and see what my horoscope said. And, you know, it's like, oh, man, if it said this, you kind of like, this is going to be a good day. It said this. It's like, I ain't even going outside today. So we got to watch that stuff, right? We got to watch it. But my hope is that we, as believers of Jesus Christ, that we are sensing what God is saying, leading us, that we are being led by the Holy Spirit in areas 100% of our life. Yeah, you know, like there may be some areas our flesh like really taking control. But as we grow in our relationship with God, there should be more areas in my life that I am on one accord with Him, right? There has to be. If not, what you've heard me say this, what is the difference between me and a person that don't have the Spirit of the living God on the inside of them? What's the difference? The difference is I'm going to heaven and they're not. But God is saying, but wait a minute, my kingdom, I want it to come where? Now, here on earth. But we have to have an ear to hear or be led by the Spirit of the living God. So the question is, and something that we've been asking is, what is God saying to you? Where do you sense God in your life? Right? What is it? And it may be very unique and different for each and every one of us, but it is very important for us to challenge ourselves in that area. So then you say, you ever meet someone, they say, I hear the Lord talking to me all the time. The Lord talked to me all the time. Then the next question is, well, do you believe it? And then the last question is, are we obeying it? Are we adhering to it? Whatever you are sensing God move, say, direct you, however it is that He's moving in your life, or do we believe that it's God? Do you realize this? This is my silent, quiet voice so that y'all can lean into it. Do you realize that the devil believes in God more than some Christians do? What? And you say, well, because he was there with the Lord, you know, from the beginning. No excuses. Do you realize that the enemy knows the word more than some believers do? And that's the reason why he can say, did he really say? Final one. Do you realize that the enemy
might spend more time with God than other believers or believers do. Remember in the book of Job, God said, where are you coming from? He said, oh, to and fro the earth. So he was presenting himself as an angel to the Lord, a fallen angel. But he was presenting himself to God almost to give a report. Do we report to God? Good morning, Father. It's me, William, reporting to duty. What instructions do you have for me today? What do you need for me to do today? Or do we just go throughout our day? Remember we're talking about the 6 hour, that moment in our day, in our life, where we have to take a moment and kind of reset things? Amen. So really challenging us. And this is not a competition thing. That's what got the enemy kicked out of heaven, because he wanted to be God. This ain't this thing of competition. I'm going to try to be more spiritual than the devil is. No, it's not that. It is. I need to have a relationship with my Father, because our Father has a lot to say to us. Are we listening? Are we sensing what it is that our God, the one Jesus died so that we can have a perfect relationship with him. Nothing standing in the way to keep us away from God except ourselves. Are we taking advantage of that relationship? Amen? Praise the Lord. And some of these things that I'm sharing, there may be a moment of pause where we just let that seep down. Whew. Seep down in our heart. So what is God saying? Do we believe it? And are we adhering to it? Amen? All right, so let's get into the Word. Let's get into the Word of God. So Acts chapter 1, verse 1, and this is out of the Amplified Bible. And so this is Luke that's speaking this. He says, in the former account which I prepared, O Theophilus, I made a continuous report dealing with all the things which Jesus began to do and to teach. Verse 2, until the day when he ascended, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had instructed and commanded the apostles, special messengers whom he had chosen. So look at this. Even Jesus, and we already know this, but even Jesus was instructed or was led by the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus was. It's powerful. After he was baptized, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. Even Jesus, the Son of God, was led by the Spirit of the living God. So if anybody ever say to you, like, I don't believe in that whole Holy Spirit thing, it sounds all spooky. Our Lord and Savior, when he walked this earth, was led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Verse 3. To them also he showed himself alive after his passion. His passion, his suffering in the garden and on the cross. By a series of many convincing demonstrations, unquestionable evidences, and infallible proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and talking to them about the things of the kingdom of God. Man, I love that part right there. So this is Jesus after he has risen from the dead. He is spending 40 days with his followers, his disciples, his apostles. And look at what Jesus is teaching them. He is teaching them about the kingdom of God. Wow. He is not talking to them about any of this other stuff about religion and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and this is what you're supposed to wear when you come to the temple. He is talking to them about his Father's kingdom. So then you should be asking this question, if you don't already know it, what is the kingdom of God? Jesus never preached religion. He always preached the kingdom of his Father here on earth. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, which means it's available to be able to receive it and walk in it. That's what Jesus was saying. John the Baptist talked about this. So we, as a body of Christ, need to be careful that we don't focus more on religious practices more than we seek ye first, what? The kingdom of God. Amen? So what is the kingdom of God? Matthew 6:33. Jesus says this. This is where he's talking about, don't worry about all these other things. But he says, but seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, God's kingdom, his kingdom, and his righteousness. What is his kingdom? His way of doing. What is his righteousness? And being right. And then he says, all these things taken together will be added to you. So when you look at the scripture, you wonder, you say, well, God, what is your kingdom? And God is saying, my kingdom is the way that I operate. It's how I do things. And Jesus is saying, stop worrying about all this other earthly things, but focus on God's way of doing things. But in order for me to know God's way of doing things, I have to spend some time with the King. I've got to dine with the King. I've got to talk to the King. I've got to read the law or the manuscripts of the King. And if I don't know what the King has said, I don't know what the King wants me to do. Amen. And that's the reason why some of us, we are running around here trying to figure out what God wants us to do. And it's because we're not seeking his kingdom, we're seeking something else. What are we aiming at? What are we striving for? Jesus literally tells us, first of all, seek God's kingdom. So his kingdom is God's way of doing, God's way of operating. And of course, his righteousness is, now that you know the way to do it the right way. His kingdom and his righteousness. So it doesn't benefit if I know to do right, but I do wrong. The scripture says to that person, it's sin. So when we say, what is God saying to you, what kingdom instructions is God delivering to you to operate on? Let me tell you, kingdom instructions from the King's reign and rulership, and if God is a spirit, that means that his kingdom is spiritual. Those instructions will go right past this mind that will try to make sense of everything that God is saying. And the only way that we are able to connect and try to make some type of sense with what is being downloaded from us from the kingdom of God is by reading his word to see how he operated in his word. But if I'm not, I said this before, if I'm not reading or hearing the word of God, then the King could be giving me instructions on what to do, but I don't understand it here, nor because I've never seen it. I've never seen how the King operates. So Jesus comes on the earth as a representative of heaven and says, watch me, follow me, and see how I do it. Remember, Jesus says, I'm not of this world. I'm not of this kingdom. Remember that? I'm from a kingdom that's not made with hands. And so now when we give our life to Jesus Christ, say, I've lived my life in this kingdom, in this earth, but now as a believer of Jesus Christ, I'm now part of another kingdom. I am now part of the kingdom of God. But if I'm now part of another kingdom, but getting my instructions from the old kingdom, I'm so confused. I'm so frustrated. I don't know which way is up, which way is down. Should I even do this any longer? And that's where the enemy will come. The kingdom of darkness will come and try to persuade us, like, you don't really have to obey everything that God is saying. So when we say, What is the King God saying? But here's the beautiful part. The King who is in heaven has sent a representative whom we call the Comforter, the Teacher, the Advocate, the Standby, the Intercessor. So now we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us to help us understand what the King is saying. And the Holy Spirit is whispering to our spirit to try to give us revelation. But I'm telling you, it's this middle thing in our life, and it's called the soul. It's the mind, it's the will, the emotions that will step in, and that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. Why would you want me to do that, God? That don't make no sense. And the Holy Spirit is saying, this is what the King is saying. Like, you need to do it, but it don't make no sense. I ain't never done nothing like that before. But it's not about you doing anything. The King has oversight. He can see things that you can't. So just trust the King. But then the King is saying, but I'm not just allowing you to do it by yourself. I have given you a paraclete, a teacher, to help instruct you along the way. It's like we have our own usher that is trying to take us. Remember Esther, Olivia was whispering Esther as the woman. Remember, Esther came to the King. But imagine, you know, y'all remember the guy, he was helping Esther pick out the good stuff and all that kind of stuff. But no one ushered Esther to the King. But we have an usher. Like, we got the Holy Spirit that will tell us, like, this is how you get to where the King wants you to be. This is where God is moving in your life. You don't have to figure it out. And I think sometimes we're trying to like manipulate the system. Like, if I do this, then maybe this will happen. That's the way we do it in the world. You give me $5 and I'll. The kingdom does not operate on that. The kingdom operates on believing, hearing, believing, and adhering to what God is saying. But you don't have to do it on your own. You have the Spirit of the living God. And if Jesus had to be led by the Spirit, why in the world would you leave the Holy Spirit out of your life? Why wouldn't we pray a prayer? God, I need your help in this area. So I'm asking that by your Spirit, you guide me. Right? Stop praying to God like he is this far off King sitting on the throne with his staff and his rule and all of that. There is no separation for us as believers of Jesus Christ. And we have access to the Father whenever we want to. And even in the moments, I don't think a lot of us depend upon the Spirit of God enough. Even in moments when I'm not feeling it. Have you ever been in a place where you're not feeling spiritual? Yes. Where you're just feeling carnal? Like, just. Y'all see my face like this. And then we see a brother or sister in Christ. And we go back home or like. And listen. And the Holy Spirit is right there like. So only the spirit of a man knows a man. Only the spirit of God knows. So the Holy Spirit is there like, I know what you're feeling. And I know how to get you to where you need to be. And we're sitting there like, it's like, I know you do, but I don't feel like it right now. It's just, I just want to soak in this for a moment. Just, you know, I'll get with you on Sunday. And the Holy Spirit, it's Tuesday. And we're already feeling disconnected from God. We're not feeling spiritual. We're not feeling like our prayers is working. For whatever it is, life situations. If we just pray and ask, you know what, Lord, I don't know what's going on. I feel conflicted within my mind, my will, my emotions. But you know what, God, I know that you are here with me, and I know that your spirit is here to get me to where it is I need to be. So I just yield myself to you right now, and I'm just going to stay right here until I come out of this funk. Amen. But sometimes we think it's supposed to happen immediately. I'm supposed to read my word and everything. The heavens just open up and all the darkness that was bothering me all the time is going to go away. Do you realize that sometimes darkness is very stubborn and it will hover there to see, do you really believe what God said? And you know who is over, because he sits over all things. God is looking down and saying, I'm allowing this darkness just to hover just for a little bit because I want to see what you're going to do, my child. I'm not going to allow it to overtake you, but I'm going to allow it to hover for a little bit because I need for you to cry out to me. But some of us are like, God, why are you allowing this to happen? There's something that he's trying to get out of you. There's something that God is trying to get you to see. He don't need to see it. We need to see it. Adam, where are you? God knew where he was. He needed for Adam to know where he was. And so if you, we feel it. I felt it this week. I was like, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? And you start going back to the things that you knew to do. That ain't working. That ain't working. That ain't working. And sometimes we stop too soon. Well, I'm just going to sit back and watch TV because ain't nothing else working. And what we're trying to do, there's nothing wrong with taking a break. Sometimes what we're trying to do is soothe our flesh, where the Holy Spirit is saying, come on, come on, one more, come on, one more prayer, one more praise, one more cry, one more scripture, one more phone call, one more person to reach out to and ask for help, one more. And what I'm sharing is let us, I hate when I start doing this double negative thing, Ronnie. Let us stop stopping. Can I say that? I guess I can. So let us stop stopping. Let us, don't give up so quickly. Can I just say it that way? Just because you're feeling, come on, y'all know what I'm talking about? Your flesh just like, I don't feel like it. And you close your office doors, I don't want to talk to nobody. No one. And you're in a funk. You're in something. And God is sitting there saying, I know why you're in it because of whatever is going on, but you cannot stay there. Listen, because if you stay there, the enemy will say, oh, shoot, since you're going to let that happen, let me add another thing. And let me add another thing. And let me add another thing. And God is saying, my child, cry aloud and spare not. Don't hold back. Say something. Open up your mouth and say something. And don't allow, as we were talking about during Easter, don't allow the clouds and the darkness just to come in and you just hang there. Say something. Do something. And whatever you do, please, don't let the first thing you do be the thing to feed your flesh. I'm sure you're saying nobody in here, but I'm just going to use this as an example. If I can just get me a little drink in me, then I'll feel better connected to God. If I can just get a little alcohol or something, nope, I'm sure nobody in here is going down that path. But what I'm saying is, if I can just indulge in the flesh for a moment, then like it'll take care of this icky feeling that I'm feeling, and then I'll be able to connect with God. But what we don't realize is that in that moment, you may feel good, but there is a cost to that because you will reap what you sow. And so I believe that God is training us how to connect with him even when you don't feel like it. Because you know what? It's not always about feelings. Amen? Imagine how many divorces we would have if it was all about feelings. I ain't feeling like I love you no more. Let's not do that in our relationship with God. Amen? So that was a bonus, that information there. Seek ye first. Amen. Look at that word. I love two things. Aim and strive. It's not always easy. You know the word strive is, come on, just do your best. It's not sprint. It's not take it by force. It's not that. It's number one, I need for you to aim at God's way of doing it. Once you lock in, strive for it. But don't lock in and do nothing. And I know in my knowing that there is a good percentage of people that's here listening or listening online that the Lord is giving you some things to aim at. He is clearly identifying to you some things for you to target on. And some of y'all is not moving. You are not striving for it. And for whatever reason, what if I mess up? I think God knows we're not perfect. Strive for it anyway. The last time I did, war came. I think God knows about that. Strive for it anyway. The last time I did, people started acting funny around me. I think God knows about that. Strive for it anyway. Do not use your past information of how that last season was for the decisions that you're making today. So last year around this time, I fasted and prayed, and things in my household just went upside down. So guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to fast and pray this year. Last time I said that I'm going all in, people started acting crazy, and I lost some friends. You know what I'm not going to do? I ain't going all in. And God has said, I need for you to stop doing that. Amen? Strive. Don't pull a muscle. Don't hurt yourself. Don't try to keep up with no one else.
Amen.
Run your race. Run the race that the Lord has set before you. But the only way you can run the race that the Lord has set before you is if you seek God to find out, God, what is that path that I'm supposed to be on? And if not, have you ever seen a Christian like this? I'm in this lane. I don't know if you ever seen somebody running the track and they all the way over here. And then have you ever seen a Christian like I'm over here in this lane now? Now I'm over here in this lane. I don't know where I'm supposed to be. Lock in. I'm gonna say this. It is not that difficult for God to share with you what He wants you to do. The difficulty is whether or not we receive it and believe it. Because it got to go through this filter. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all this other stuff, God will make sure it's taken care of. Lock in. Lock in. Don't be deterred. Don't be swayed. Lock in. Amen?
Amen?
It's almost like ready, aim, strive. And I pray that we are at some stage. Are you ready? Are you seeking? Are you striving? Lock in. Amen? Jesus says this. This is in what we call the Lord's Prayer, right? He says, God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is where? In His kingdom. But who are, if I can put it this way, His agents that can receive His will and execute it here on earth? It's us. It's us. And I'll say this, whether you're watching online or you're here in person, God has clear instructions for every one of us. God has something he wants each and every one of us to do for his kingdom. That is no secret. What we need to do is discover it. Not find it. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal it. Discover it. Amen?
Amen.
This is one of these messages where, I'm going to just say this, because this is where I am, so y'all might as well just join me on this trip. If this is your first time here today, the Lord will put you wherever it is that you need to be. But this is where I hope for, is that this week be such a unique week for you that you will find yourself constantly saying, God, where are you and how do I align my life with it? Where are you moving, God? And I want to be right where you are. Would you say, God? Is that what you want me? Hold on, let me write that down. I hope that this week will just be a download of the Holy Spirit to your spirit and that your mind will lock in with the kingdom of God instructions for your life. Write it down. Record it. Don't let this message from God's kingdom just pass you by without recording it. As a scribe, the Holy Spirit wants to write some things upon the tablet of your heart. And it is going to be in prayer and in worship that whatever he is writing upon your heart, that it would be revealed. Write it down. This is kingdom instructions, kingdom assignments that heaven is releasing to his people. So this message is being recorded. So if you need to listen to it again, listen to it again. Because the same way that you might feel in this moment, like, I hear what he's saying, but I'm not quite sure if I'm tracking what he's saying. That is an example of us being in prayer and saying, God, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not quite sure I'm tracking what you're saying. But I'm just going to write down what I sense so that the hope that later on, I'll get it. Mm-hmm. Write it down. Be a scribe and write down everything that you are sensing from God. Write it down. Write it down. Amen?
Amen?
So, that's my hope for this week, that there will be moments that you're going to have to say, whoa, is that for me? You're talking to me, you know, you're talking to me type of thing. You're talking to me? You're talking to me? You're talking to me? Right? And you may get this back. Nothing. Write it down. You may inquire of the Lord and get nothing back. Write down what you are sensing. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
This is, start the practice of that. And don't take just piece of it and run with it. The Lord wants me to start a business because I saw a sign lit up and I believe that he wants me to start this thing. Just sit on it. Meditate on it, sit on it, and get the rest of the instructions. So as you're striving, you may be able to see it and read it as well. And don't be so quick to share it with someone else. If you cannot handle the opinion of another person, keep it to yourself. Because if you share something deep that the Lord is sharing with you, and you are so concerned about what somebody else is thinking, keep it to yourself. Because if they just look at you a certain way, and you're like, yeah, that probably wasn't God. Just keep it to yourself. Mary, she pondered upon these things. Abraham, he pondered, Jacob ponder upon the things that Joseph said to him. Like, just, you ain't got to put it on social media. And the reason why sometimes we do that is because we want other people to be in agreement, because we're not sure if this is what God is saying. I was in prayer, and the Lord told me to start a church and put it on Facebook. And everybody's like, oh, I knew that you were always called to be a pastor and this and that. And then you don't get a response from one person. You're like, well, how come that person didn't respond? Just keep it. Shh. Just keep it. And the only people that you may be able to visit is Elizabeth. As Mary, go visit Elizabeth, because she's also pregnant with a prophet. So don't go hanging out at everybody's house. This is probably not my last amen that I'm going to say, but I'm going to say like a deep amen. Don't go hanging out at everybody's house. Amen. Telling you, they are not the midwife that you need. So I believe, we're going to get ready to wrap it up. I believe, this is what I believe. I believe, because if you've been here for the last few weeks, it's been like different, a little different the way that I'm sharing the word. But I believe what God is doing is in this space, trying to get us to a place where it's like, okay, that was a little deep. Like he shared that, and I kind of sort of got it, but I'm not sure. It is to kickstart us to go back, spend time with God, and challenge us to hear the deeper things that God is saying. That's where we are. There's more, even more than what I'm sharing with you. God has so much more he wants to say to you. This is just the kickstart. So please, do not just receive what I'm preaching and just say, man, that's what I'm going to live my life off of. No, I need for you to take this as a motivation and go spend time with God, and that be the manna that you eat from. It's what the Lord gives you that you eat from. A preacher said this to me years ago. He said, the greatest message I ever heard was preached to me by the Holy Spirit. Not by another preacher. It was me spending time with God, and the Holy Spirit was preaching to me. It was like Kendall when we were talking about just hitting you in the face, or charging you. The greatest message, the greatest revival, the greatest conference, the greatest retreat, the greatest worship experience should be one where it's just me and God. But if I'm holding my breath, waiting for the community to come together, and that's where I put my hat, that's not enough. There is another level of God's presence that he wants to share with us in our own personal space. And this here is nothing but is a kickstart, is a motivation, is a reminder, is a confirmation. This is not it. Amen? So go after God. Like, it's not, he's not lost or anything, but what I'm saying, aim at, strive after your Father and his kingdom and say, God, I just want to know you and the fellowship of your sufferings. God, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you more, God, than anything else. I want you to be more real to me, God, than anything else in my life. So that when I get to heaven, I'm not looking strange and lost. Because on earth, I thought this was the way it is. And the whole time God is saying, I was trying to get you to a heavenly level of living. Because that's the way it is in my kingdom. Amen? All right. Woosa. Amen. The Lord is speaking. And I pray that we're getting it. Pray that we're getting it. Amen. Open up. Open up. Open up to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.